What's up, superstar? Terrific Tuesday to you. Let's power up, up, up and make this an awesome day. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Tomorrow is hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Put your unique vocabulary word and the definition in the comment section of my most recent post, along with your school, city and state, and your teacher's name, and we're going to choose a winner to work in to tomorrow's show. All right, we start today by traveling to Iceland. The island nation has declared a state of emergency because of a volcano that the country's authorities say could erupt any minute. More than 3,000 residents have been urged to evacuate the small coastal town of Grindavik on the southwestern peninsula of the country. The imminent eruption has been preceded by thousands of earthquakes recorded since Friday, and there is a magma tunnel that is forming in Grindavik that might break through to the surface. Grindavik is about 43 miles southwest of Iceland's capital city of Reykjavik. Authorities have not issued an evacuation order for the capital, though, suggesting they don't believe it would be affected by an eruption. Now, Iceland sits on a tectonic plate boundary between the North Atlantic and Arctic oceans, and that plate continually splits farther apart, pushing North America and Europe farther apart. A powerful mantle plume, an area that is hotter than the surrounding magma, sits beneath it, which melts and thins the Earth's crust. These conditions have made Iceland home to 32 active volcanoes. Some effects of the seismic activity are already apparent. Take a look at some of the damage the seismic activity has already caused. Roads damaged by the earthquakes, a crumbling tarmac, broken sidewalks, and gaping fissures in the road. More now from Michael Holmes, who provides us with more insight on the events unfolding right now in Iceland.
Alarming signs in Iceland, where waves of tremors are shaking and splintering parts of the country. And experts say the seismic activity there is likely to get worse. Thousands of earthquakes have struck Iceland's southwestern peninsula in the last few days. Geologists say it's related to an underground corridor of magma that's shifting and could soon lead to a volcanic eruption. In the town of Grindavik, some 50 kilometres away from the capital of Reykjavik, the ground has already split open in places because of the volatility under the Earth's crust. More than 3,000 residents were evacuated Saturday, with a few allowed back Sunday to retrieve pets and essential items from their home. Experts say the magma corridor, which stretches about 15 kilometres near Grindavik, could cause an eruption and possibly destroy much of town.
The magma is now on a shallow, very shallow depth, so we're expecting an eruption within a couple of hours, shortest, but at least within a couple of days. Anywhere on that fissure, we can see that an eruption could happen.
Iceland has declared a state of emergency and, as a precaution, closed the Blue Lagoon, a popular geothermal spa located near Grindavik. The area near Grindavik is prone to volcanic activity, with three eruptions in the past 2.5 years. In 2021, a fissure measuring as big as 750 metres long spewed fountains of lava into the sky, attracting tourists to the unpopulated hotspot. This time around, with an entire town potentially at risk, officials warned this eruption could have far more dangerous consequences.
There is a rapidly approaching deadline for a federal funding plan, which determines how the U.S. government will use its funds. And the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, is tasked with securing enough votes from both Democrats and Republicans to approve a plan before that deadline in order to avoid a partial government shutdown. The deadline is set for this Friday, November 17th. Some of the major sticking points are whether or not the new plan should include spending cuts and how or if the government should continue to fund Ukraine's war with Russia. In the event of a government shutdown, federal employees deemed essential workers, for example, military members or law enforcement, they would have to continue working without pay until the government resumes operations. The shutdown could disrupt pay for approximately 4 million federal workers. It would also close national parks and impair various essential functions ranging from financial oversight to scientific research. 10-second trivia! What city will host the 2028 Summer Olympics? Paris, Los Angeles, Tokyo, or Rio de Janeiro? If you said Los Angeles, put your hands up. Well, next summer's Olympics will be in Paris. The 2028 Summer Games will be in LA. Raise your hand if you play football or flag football. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think you have what it takes to be an Olympian and represent your country playing flag football 4 years from now? Why not, right? Well, flag football is coming to the 2028 Olympic Games. It's exciting news, especially for women's flag. There are about 500,000 girls under the age of 17 playing in the U.S. right now. I caught up with Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young, who coaches his daughter's high school team, to get his thoughts on the big news.
When you think about 2028 and the Olympics, I'm telling you, you're going to see a flag, women's flag football explosion like you've never seen. You're going to have, I mean, there are going to be millions of girls playing flag football. And what I will tell you is, working with the girls, they are coachable. They listen. The competition is going to be fierce. The expertise is going to be fierce, because I can see just in a couple of months, the girls have gotten exponentially better.
Steve, you're coaching your daughter's high school football team, Summer and Lila. How did that come about?
In the spring, California announced they're going to have high school girls flag football, and my senior daughter was so excited. I thought, oh, great, that's going to be fun. And then they asked me to come over to help maybe work with the quarterbacks or whatever. It was a lark, right? It was just fun. And the first moment I got over there, I was blown away at their sense of, oh, my gosh, I no longer love football because I get to watch it. I now love football because I get to play it.
What does it mean to you to have your daughter Summer wearing your number 8 when she's out there on that field?
He made me tear up. When my daughter says, I want to play football, and then, Dad, I teach me how to throw, and I want to be really good. And then Lila, who's my other daughter, starts to play in the 9th grade. As a dad, you don't have to have football in our home. The fact that it does connect with my previous life in kind of a way that brings it home to me, and then it's my girls, like, it, I don't know, it hits in a soft spot. It's in a very, very soft spot, and I'm really grateful for that.
There's been some talk of current NFL players would be interested in playing in those Olympic Games. Let's say, Steve Young, you are the quarterback of the first ever Team USA at LA 2028. Who is going to be some of the candidates for your first round draft pick on your team?
This game is all about the ability to spin, and Barry Sanders at his prime would be the greatest. You know, Lamar Jackson, you know, the guys that can just, Michael Vick, the guys that can just make people miss, you know, can just change direction. Jerry Rice was a change direction, like, in a flash. Those are the guys that are going to thrive in flag football. And so if I was playing today, I'm in. I'm going to go try out. There's no way you're going to keep me out of the Olympics. If I have a shot to play football in the Olympics, I will tell my team, I'll see you when I see you, you know, with my gold medal around my neck. And I think you're right. I think there will be some NFL players that will say, I'm in, and I'm going to go for it. And I would suggest, you know what, maybe you just bring this out to me. I'm going to go put together an NFL team that'll get ready for 28. And at least I can captain it. Maybe I can go out for the honorary coin flip or something, or, you know, maybe throw some passes in the cleanup time. I can still throw it, so maybe I could do that.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a pond that'll tickle you pink. Check out this pond in Hawaii. It looks like something straight out of a fairy tale. The water at Kealia Pond National Wildlife Refuge has been this magnificent shade of magenta since at least October 30th. Why? Good question. An elaborate prank. A Barbie pool party, maybe, but more likely, water samples suggest that the cause is halobacteria, organisms that thrive in hypersaline or very salty waters. These halobacteria are also found in places like the Dead Sea in the Middle East and the Great Salt Lake in Utah. This particular pond's salt level has skyrocketed well beyond normal because of Maui's extreme drought. All right, today we are giving a special shout out to North Whidbey Middle School in Oak Harbor, Washington. Shine bright, superstars. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN.